Today's reading is a really short one, but well worth thinking about. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Try to wrap your mind around the incalculable toll that death has taken on the human race. If you add up just the man-made deaths of the 20th century, the stuff caused by war, you come to something like 200 million people. Depending on how you choose your criteria, the total can go up or down from there. But still, it's more people killed by war than in any other century in the history of the world. In the nation of Rwanda, almost 1 million people were butchered in less than 3 months' time. Then mentally visit all the intensive care units of the world and ask yourself how many people are dying every day from horrible diseases or accidents. How much pain has been suffered? How many people have had to wince when they walk into the hospital to see their loved ones hooked up to machines that are doing all the breathing for them and feeding mind-numbing painkillers into their veins? Walk through a graveyard. Ask yourself how many tears have been shed by how many graves since the beginning of time. How many parents have had to bury a child? How many spouses have gone home at the end of the day to grieve alone in a suddenly empty house? Almost nothing leaves a scar in our hearts like the subject of death. And if you haven't been affected yet, believe me, it's only a matter of time. Some of the ancient pagan cultures tried to be brave and treat death as a friend, as if it released us from the imperfections of this world and sent us on to the next. But the Bible is very clear in its assessment. Death is an enemy. There is nothing about it that we should be happy about. Oh, I know there are cases where the suffering is so bad that death is actually welcomed. But still, in the final analysis, that's just choosing one evil over another one. Given the chance, we'd still want our loved ones happy, healthy, and alive. The destruction caused by death, not just the lives that are lost, but the suffering that the living go through when they find themselves grieving, that kind of destruction is incalculable. But according to the Bible, God is going to give us ultimate satisfaction. He's going to turn the tables on death itself, and the thing that caused so much destruction will be destroyed itself, gone forever. I know it's hard because we don't know any existence beside the one we have, but take a few moments today to bathe in the hope that God holds out in this verse. What would a world be like without death? This isn't just idle speculation. This is actually a promise of God. Find a quiet spot and start assessing the world you live in. What would be different if people didn't have to face the grave? How much different would your life be if people didn't suffer, if they didn't have to die? I think you'll be amazed at just how much the subject of death has shaped our world. And I think you'll be amazed at how much we can look forward to. Apparently, God thinks that counting on the demise of death is just a better way to live.